I'm Megan Golden, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
He's got a black tattoo across the veins of his wrist. I like the way I love you rolls off of his lips like smoke rolling off the end of his mouth.
We carry on talking to new artists as we do when we come to Nashville. I'm with a new girl called Megan Golden.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Is that a real name?
That is actually my real name, yes. Everyone asks me that every show. They're like, okay, tell me, is Golden actually your last name? I'm like, I promise I was born with it.
Amazing. And you're an actual Nashvillian, aren't you?
Yes, I am, which is very rare. They call me the unicorn of Nashville because it's the people you hear about that there are people actually from here, but you don't ever actually see them. That's me.
Because there's so many, as hundreds come every day nearly, I think.
Yeah, it's crazy because growing up here, I've seen, you know, Nashville just keep growing and growing and growing. And yeah, every day there's tons more musicians rolling in. So yeah, there's a lot of them.
Besides people coming in, the buildings are growing. I mean, I was only here 3 months ago and it's crazy. I mean, where did that come from?
Yeah, just the other day I was driving down the street and just a whole new building, this giant, massive building, just condos everywhere, you know, and houses and new businesses. It's crazy.
A wonderful town, though. Very busy. Right. You've got a new album out or EP out, and it's just called Megan Golden.
Yes. We spent forever talking about titles, and we're like, you know what? It's my first one. Let's just keep it self-titled. So,
is there a single from it?
Yes. Getaway Car is the single we chose off of it.
And you've written all your own songs?
Yes. Uh-huh. 4 songs on there I wrote by myself, and there's one song that I wrote with one of my really good friends, Hope Rice.
Okay, good. So tell us about this new single.
So it's kind of, I wanted to write a song that was just like a feel-good song, something you could like crank up in your car as you're like driving down the road. And the song, it's called Getaway Car because it's sort of just about like your car being, you know, sometimes if like things are like not good in the world, like maybe you have a broken heart or whatever, and you can just like drive down the road and like crank up a song with your windows down and how just you can kind of like get away from the world. So that's like the spin on getaway car for that song. So hopefully it's a song people will jam to in their cars as they're, you know, getting
that's
away
great.
From the
world. Well, we'll play that right now.
When I got a broken heart, I put the key in the ignition.
Getaway Car with our special guest on the program today, Megan Golden. That's a wonderful name. It's just so good. And megangolden.com is the website?
Yes. M-E-J-N and Golden, just like the color.
Very good. And you've got all the other Facebook and Twitters and Instagrams?
Oh, yes. I'm all over all social media. It's most my like tag is Megan A. Golden on most everything, but there's links to all my social media on megangolden.com.
That's great. So what brought you into country music? I mean, obviously coming from Nashville, and then you're going to hear it all the day, but is the family musical, or is it just you?
My mother is a phenomenal piano player, and so she always did music, like, in church and stuff. She was, like, the music director. She also, when she was younger, I didn't know this until I, like, started writing, and she told me, but she actually used to write some songs back in the day. She never really, like, pursued a career in music, but at our church, she was music director. And so I kind of like got into music sort of because of her. And then she listened to a lot of country music. We would always listen to cassettes of like the Dixie Chicks and Garth Brooks when I was
cassettes,
really little.
Cassettes.
Yeah, I know. I like vaguely remember the cassettes. So yeah, we would listen to those all the time. And then, yeah, just being in Nashville, it was, you know, everywhere you go, there's country music. So I just was kind of always surrounded by it. And my mom listened to country music. So it was just, you know, the natural thing to get into doing country music.
And do you play your own instruments, guitar, piano?
I play guitar. I can kind of fake my way through piano. Like, if you're not a piano player, I can trick you into thinking I'm a piano player. But if you actually play piano, you'll know. Okay. I don't really play. I can play some chords, you know, here and there, some stuff I learned on YouTube. But guitar is the one I claim.
And do you go out solo, or have you got a band?
I do quite a few. It kind of depends on where I'm playing. I do some songwriters nights, and then I play at a place in town called The Row quite often. And sometimes I do it alone there. Sometimes I do like a little three-piece, like someone plays cajon and I have another guitar player. And then every now and then I'll do a full band show. Those are by far my favorite, but I don't get to do those quite as much.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you because you're on our Plus stage, which we're hosting this week. And are you going to do that solo or with a three-piece?
I think I'm playing there twice, and I think I'm going to do one acoustic just by myself, and I think one of them is going to be a full band one. So that'll be fun.
Good. And plans to go on tour?
Yes, I'm trying to do some stuff around. I've got a show coming up in Pittsburgh and some shows in Indiana later this summer. Well, actually, just next week is the show in Pittsburgh. So I'm trying to, you know, I play a lot in Nashville. I'm trying to get out and go, you know, meet people in other places and try and, you know, grow some fans in other places and all that.
Any thoughts of Europe? Has that come into your mind?
All the time. I talk about this all the time. I have some followers that are from the UK, and so they're always like, please come. And I'm like, you don't know how badly I want to, but plane tickets are very expensive. So I'm hoping that, you know, I can get some shows over there or something, and maybe try and do a little bit of a tour over there, because I'm just obsessed with everywhere in Europe. There's lots of cool places over there.
Brilliant. Well, pick another song from the EP.
Maybe Like We Never Did.
Okay. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. I'm Megan Golden, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Like you used to. do.
Thank you.